عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Yesterday we were discussing Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's incident. And I mentioned that darkness upon darkness upon darkness, darkness of the waters of the ocean, darkness of the night, and darkness of the stomach of the whale, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam called out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. A Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just a slight error of judgment, no willful disobedience, there was no deliberate sinning of any kind, but because he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he had to wait for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam before he left the people who were not heeding his advice and call. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had him swallowed up by a whale. So in the bottom of the ocean, now he is calling out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala listens to his call, and then Allah ta'ala responds to that call. So we had stopped there, that what was that response now? So Allah ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala responded to his call. Where did he respond? The stomach of the whale, in the bottom of the ocean, in all the darkness. And Allah Ta'ala says that we gave him salvation from that distress that he was in. That distress situation that he was in, we gave him salvation. We gave him najat. We gave him relief. We took him out of that suffocation and that pain and that problem that he was in. Allah Ta'ala took him out when he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. But the best thing is that after that Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, meaning that people who are in distress at present and people who will be in distress in future, those who are believers in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, just as Allah Ta'ala gave Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam salvation, he gave him najat from his distress, in the same way Allah Ta'ala will keep on giving, and he is giving, he will keep on giving relief from distress to whomsoever that calls Allah Ta'ala in a state of distress. But the condition is this, that there must be a'tiraf of khusur, that the person must acknowledge his weakness. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, although he did not sin, but still he is saying, Inni kuntu minaz zalimeen, I am from the wrongdoers. Now that is the sign of a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of the Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, of the pious and the righteous ones, that they make ibadat, they make zikr, they make tilawat, they fulfill all the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they don't willfully disobey him, they don't purposely engage in any kind of sin and vice and evil. In spite of all their obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they still make a'tiraf of qusur. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. We could not do justice. We are of the sinful ones. Whereas what sin were they committing? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam 70 times a day is making istighfar. 100 times a day is making istighfar. Now which sin did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam commit that he was making istighfar? So those people who are pious, righteous, those who were sahaba-i-kiram, those who were anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the greatest of all the Nabis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with their istighfar, Allah ta'ala raises their position, elevates them to even higher ranks than where they are. That is the benefit that they get. So Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam taught us a very important lesson, that irrespective of what kind of distress you are in, what kind of suffering you are in, what kind of pain and problem you are in, and how many different kinds of darknesses you may be engulfed in, but you must not lose hope and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What you must do is make aitiraf e qusoor. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf e qusoor hai. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf e qusoor hai. Hai malak ko jis ki nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai. Sometimes the person is expressing happiness. Ya Allah, your shukar, you gave me the tawfiq of making ibadat, fasting, zikr, tilawat, charities, doing good works and good deeds. So he's making shukar of Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai. And there's nothing wrong in expressing or in experiencing a kind of happiness. That is the first reward that Allah Ta'ala gives on ta'at. That means good deeds when a person does. The first reward is that Allah Ta'ala gives him happiness in his heart. So the person is expressing that happiness, and Allah Ta'ala wants to see an expression of that happiness. So there must be no pride. The person must acknowledge that it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's side. So kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai, that Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq of making namaz, fasting, giving charities, doing good deeds. Or kabhi aitiraf e qusoor hai, that is the banda e mu'min. Because we are bandas of Allah Ta'ala, we are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So kabhi aitiraf e qusoor hai, that the person is expressing his remorse, his regret, his shame. He is shedding tears of nadamat and shame, that Ya Allah, I haven't been able to do justice. Although he is doing everything that was supposed to be done, but where can we really do justice? So kabhi aitiraf e qusoor hai. And sometimes the people like us are really in sins. Those were Allah walas, or they were walis of Allah, or Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. But if we look at our actions and our deeds, how much of sins we commit. So therefore we make aitiraf of qusur. Don't justify sins. That is the worst thing that a mu'min and a Muslim can do. Sin, a person accidentally can commit a sin, deliberately can commit a sin. A great person also can make a mistake, there can be a slip, there can be an error. So that can happen, it is possible. But justification of sin is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala detests the most. That shows that the person has got arrogance, that person has got pride. He has become shaitan-e-rajim. He has got the sifat of shaitan in him. He doesn't want to make aitiraf of qusur. And the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, they make aitiraf of qusur. They acknowledge. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he was told not to eat a certain fruit or grain, whatever it was, but he was told not to eat. But because of the desire that to remain forever and ever in Jannah, and he was led to believing in that, that that's why Allah Ta'ala has prohibited him from eating that. So he ate it. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took him out of Jannah, sent him on earth. That was Allah Ta'ala's plan. But immediately, they didn't justify anything. They say, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Now that's another subject. But in any case, so اعتراف of قصور. So the point is that when Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So those people who are complaining, and all of us are complaining, that we are in distress. We have got a lot of pain and problem and suffering. And whole mankind is complaining about the same thing. The whole ummah is complaining about the same thing. But then is the ummah making aitiraf of qusur? Are we really making aitiraf? Are we really acknowledging that, Ya Allah, indeed we are very weak. We have made a lot of mistakes. We have committed a lot of sins. We are not justifying our sins. We don't run to the newspapers to bring the photographers and picture our sins off, take pictures of our sins and then advertise it in the newspapers. Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so seen in this nightclub and seen in the casino and seen in that show and in that fashion show and in that Hollywood and Bollywood. So is that the sign of a mu'min? The mu'min makes aitiraf of his qusur. He does not want to see an advertisement of his sins. He does not want to see a propagation of his sins. Because when we are going to engage in such kind of sins, that means advertising our sins, then it is a propagation of that sins. What will our young brothers and sisters, what lesson will they take from that? That if our elders, can go in this direction. They can be seen at casinos, at discos, at nightclubs and rave clubs, and they can be seen in Hollywood and Bollywood movies. So then what is the difference if we follow the same pattern? So we will then make, they will then make us the role models. And I always say, why do they call role model? Because people roll behind the models. That's it, that is what happens. So i'tiraf of qusur is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves. And when the person makes i'tiraf of his qusur, then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the doors of najat, of salvation. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala finds a way out for that person in his problems, in his difficulties. Allah ta'ala brings him, gives him sukoon. The time has expired. Inshallah, if Allah ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity to speak to you tomorrow, we will continue. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding these verses of the Quran Sharif, taking lessons from it, applying it in our lives, and then seeing the benefits that are going to follow. Just listening to it, it is not going to help. If a doctor has to give a prescription and he gives a nice, beautifully worded speech, and the person, the patient listens very, very carefully, and then he takes the prescription and then he frames it in gold, golden frame, he puts it there, and every morning he reads that prescription 12 times in beautiful qira'at with tajweed, will that person recover from his sickness? But Allah Ta'ala is very loving, very merciful, very forgiving, very kind. That is why he gave us this month of Ramadan and gave us life in this month, so that we make i'tiraf for qusur, so that we shed a few tears of nadamat before him. He malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzur mera huzur hai. Even the angels are not aware of what progress a person can make or what heights he can reach with his tears of shame and nadamat. That he is here on the farsh, but with those tears of shame and nadamat and remorse and regret, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes his soul to the arsh. May Allah ta'ala bless me, bless you and the ummah with the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the suffering of mankind around the globe. Conditions of drought, famine, AIDS, all other kinds of sicknesses, poverty and what people are suffering. And Allah ta'ala must assist and help the mujahideen of Islam and remove the pain and problem and suffering and tests and trials of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين